Let's, Be'ezus Hashem Beli Neder, let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef, as well as Chaim Tzvi Ben Avraham. We are on, today's daf is daf Mem Aleph. We are on the bottom of Mem Amud Beis by the words Ve'amar Rabba, three lines from the bottom at the two dots. I hope tonight in 1 hour to cover both dapim from Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos' daf, as well as Sunday's daf. Says the Gemara, Ve'amar Rabba. Rabba said, Ki havinan be Rav Huna. Rabba said, when I was in the house of Rav Huna, when me and my chaverim in the yeshiva were in the base medrash of Rav Huna, Iboilon, we asked Rav Huna the following question. Bar be Rav, if you have a Talmud Chacham, or a Talmud learning in the yeshiva, the Yosef b'taneisa b'malei Shabbosa, if he's fasting on an Erev Shabbos, why is he fasting on an Erev Shabbos? He might be a tzaddik that wants to fast on Erev Shabbos. Maybe it's a tanis chalom. Maybe it's a personal tanis. We'll see. But it's not a tanis of chiyuv. We'll see in a minute. The Yosef b'tanisa b'malei Shabbos. He's sitting in a tanis on Erev Shabbos. Ma'ul ashlume. Is he allowed to fast the entire Friday? Is it permissible to fast the entire Friday? Or no? Do we say that you may not fast the entire Friday because if you fast the entire Friday, you're going to be heading into Shabbos in pain. You're going to be heading into Shabbos in a fast. It's not the right way to head into Shabbos. Lo havi biyade. Rav Huna did not know the answer to the question. Asar l'kamei de Rav Yehuda. And then I came in front of Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabba asked the question to Rav Huna. He didn't know the answer. He came in front of Rav Yehuda. Lo havi biyade. Rabbi Yehuda also did not know the answer to the question. Amar Rabba. Some say this should say Rava. Amar Rabba Nechze Anan. Let's see if we can answer the question on our own. The Sani we learned in the Braisa. Tisha B'av Shechalios B'Shabbos. If Tisha B'av falls out on the Shabbos, then we know that Tisha B'av gets pushed off until Sunday. If Tisha B'av falls out on Shabbos, it gets pushed off until Sunday. V'chein Erev Tisha B'av Shechalios B'Shabbos. Even if Tisha B'av falls out on a Sunday and Erev Tisha B'av is Shabbos, usually your last meal, Erev Tisha B'av, is supposed to be a Suda Mafsekes. You're not allowed to have two cooked foods. You're supposed to limit the meal, the last meal, the Suda Mafsekes, usually. You're supposed to, it's usher to eat a big meal. You're not supposed to have two cooked foods, and it's usher to eat meat and drink wine. However, if Tisha B'av falls out either on Shabbos, which means you're going to push it off, or if Tisha B'av falls out on Sunday, either way, that Shabbos is going to be the last meal before Tisha B'av. Ochel v'shosa kol tzarko u'mala al shulchan afilu kesuda shlomo b'shaito. You are allowed to eat shalashudas on Shabbos afternoon as large a meal as you want, with as many cooked items as you want. And you could even have a meal like Shlomo HaMelech had when he was king. Chol yos Tisha B'av be'erev Shabbos, if Tisha B'av falls out on a Friday, mevi'in lo kebeitza v'ochel kedei shalei kanas Shabbos k'me'una. Unbelievable. Unbelievable halacha. So this is a brisa that seems to say, if Tisha B'av falls out on a Friday, you may not fast the entire Friday. They have to bring you food towards the end of the fast. You have to break your fast. If Tisha B'av is on a Friday, you have to break your fast a little bit early. They should give you a kibetza so that you should not go into Shabbos in pain. So it would seem from this that you're not allowed to fast on a Friday. Tanya, the Gemara, and Rabba brings another brisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Pamachas Hayinu Yoshim Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. One time we were sitting in front of Rabbi Akiva, V'Tisha B'av Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos Haya. Tisha B'av fell on a Friday. V'Avilo, they brought to Rabbi Akiva, Beitza Megulgeles, U'Gema'a. They brought him a soft fried egg, and he U'Gema'a below Melach, he swallowed it without salt, while it was Erev Shabbos. before Shabbos. He broke the fast of Tisha B'Av before Shabbos. Veloshaya Tayavla, not that he really wanted to eat it, Ella Haros the Talmidim Halacha, to show the Talmidim Halacha that you're not supposed to fast a whole day Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer Misano Mashlim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, of course you are supposed to fast the whole day Erev Shabbos. There is a long discussion here. What was going on with this Rabbi Akiva business? Was Rabbi Akiva like ill? Some say, right? Some of the Achronim are medayik from the language of the Gemara. This business of not that he really wanted to eat it, but just to show the Talmidim. So some of the Achronim are medayik that he only ate this to teach the halacha. Had this not been the case, he would not have eaten. Even Rabbi Yehuda, there's no chiyuv to eat, but if you want, you're allowed to fast the whole day. Discussion in the Achronim. But in the simple pshat of the Gemara is proving from Rabbi Akiva's opinion that you may not fast the whole day. Rabbi Yossi says you do. Amalan Rabbi Yossi. Iyatem modem li b'tisha b'av shechalios b'echad b'shabbos. Don't you admit to me that when Tisha B'av falls out on Sunday, shemafsik mi b'od yom, that the end of Shabbos you're not supposed to eat? That you have to stop eating, you know, a little bit towards the end of Shabbos, like before Shkia. Amrulo, Aval, yeah, of course we agree to that. Amrulahen, Mali likanisbak shumuna, Mali latzeis menek shumuna. So, Rabbi Yossi says, just like you admit to me that when Tishba falls out on a Sunday, that you have to stop eating a little bit on Shabbos, so too, if Tishba falls out on Friday, you have to make sure to eat a little bit before Shabbos. The Gemara says, what's the difference between being pained at the end of Shabbos versus being pained at the beginning of Shabbos? The Gemara answers, there's an obvious difference. Amrulo, im abret lotzei svimena, shari ocha v'shasa chalayom kulo. It's not such a big deal that the last few moments of Shabbos not to eat before Tisha B'Av, you've been eating the whole Shabbos, so there's no issue. You're not going to feel pain on Shabbos. A few minutes you can't eat on Shabbos, not going to kill you. But toma li kanishbak shumu'una, but that's not the same thing as going into Shabbos, having fasted a whole day. Then you're going to be in pain for the first few moments of Shabbos. And therefore, some of the rabbis hold you have to break your fast before Shabbos. So you're not going to go into Shabbos having been inflicted with pain. Now, it sounds from this Gemara there's an issur to fast on Shabbos. That is learned out from the words the Karasa l'Shabbos Oneg. Says in Maseches Pesachim, everyone agrees that on Shabbos you have to eat, like it says the Karasa l'Shabbos Oneg. Gemara says in Maseches Brachos Lamed Aleph that if somebody fasts on Shabbos, even a Tanis Chalom, so you get punished because of Oneg Shabbos. But it sounds like it's only an Issur D'Rabbanan. If it's Oneg Shabbos, it's only Issur D'Rabbanan. However, the Rashba and the Tshuva writes from the words of the Rambam, sounds like it's actually an Issur D'Oraisa. Wow. Got to get underlined this in my Gemara. The Rashba thinks that the fast on Shabbos is in fact an Issur D'Oraisa. Where does he get that from? Because the Rambam says that if a person swears to fast on Shabbos, it's a Shvuas Shav because it's Nishba Levatel Samitzvah. Sounds like it's a Din D'Oraisa. And the Chasam Sofer explains that it's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And Yeshayo came and wrote this pasuk, but really it was even older than that. Prima Gadam explains she isa tanis b'chol haShabbos yish lelomdo mimasha nemar achlu hayom. Right, the Prima Gadam says the Torah says about the man ichlu hayom, you have to eat. That's the source for shalashudis. So some say shalashudis is a levush like this also. That to eat three meals on Shabbos, that's a mitzvah sasemi doraisa. Wow, it's not just the onik Shabbos, the din derabanan. So that's how some of the Rishonim and Achronim here say. The Rambam seems to say that Oneg Shabbos is a mitzvah d'oraisa, so the fast on Shabbos would be a violation of an aseh d'oraisa. Wow. Okay, let's continue. Ve'amar Ula. So Rabba concludes his words and says, Ve'amar Ula. Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Ula says, we follow Rabbi Yossi. You're allowed to fast the whole Friday, which is, of course, the way we pass. And therefore, a Talmid who is sitting in the Tainus on Erev Shabbos is allowed to fast the whole Tainus till the night. Ask the Gemara, Umi Avdina and Karabi Yossi, do we really paskon like Rabbi Yossi or Minu? I'll ask you a contradiction. Ein gozrin Tainus alat Tzibor b'Roshei Chadashim b'Chanukah v'Purim. You're not allowed to decree a fast. Let's say it hasn't rained, so they're decreeing fasts. You're not allowed to decree a fast on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, v'mischilu. But if they had already begun fasting before and then they ran into a Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, ein mafsikin. So then you are allowed to keep fasting on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, divi Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Meir, afal pish Amar Rabbi Gamliel, ein mafsikin. Even though Rabbi Gamliel said if they had already decreed to the days prior to Chanukah or Purim, or Chol HaMoed, they had already decreed a fast, so you're allowed to continue the fasts. Mo da'aya she'ein mashlimin. He admits that on those days of Chanukah Purim, you're not allowed to fast the whole day. You have to eat a little bit towards the end of the day. V'chein b'tisha b'av v'shchalas b'av v'shabbos. Similarly, Tisha B'av that falls out on a Friday, Rabbi Gamliel holds, you don't finish the Tainus. V'tanya la'achar p'tirasel sh'Rabbi Gamliel. After Gamliel died, Nichnas Rabbi Yeshua, that was, they often argued, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, right? Famous Gemara and Brachos, right? Tfilas Ayvus Rishus. So after Rabbi Gamliel died, Rabbi Yeshua went into the Beis Medrash to show that his Baal Machlokas was wrong, to change the halacha, lahafer es devarav. He wanted to change the halacha that on the Erev Shabbos, when a fast day falls on Erev Shabbos, that you would fast the whole day. V'amad Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui Aragla v'amar, chazi ana, debasa reisha gufa azil. I think that the body should follow the head. Kol yamav shabam gamliel, kavana halach kamosa. While Gamliel was alive, we followed his halacha that we would not fast the whole Friday. You're trying, Rabbi Yeshua, you're trying to say that now we should fast the whole Friday. Yeshua ain shomen lach. We're not going to listen to you. Shekvar nikba alach Rabbi Gamliel. All the whole life of Gamliel, we found his position that we would not fast the whole Friday. Nobody would answer. Once Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui said, we're not changing the halacha. The Gemara answers, no. Bidoro shel Rabbi Gamliel avud. Rabbi Gamliel. In the generation of Rabbi Gamliel, they followed him, but Bedorah Rabbi Yossi, but after Rabbi Gamliel, in the generation of Rabbi Yossi, Avod Rabbi Yossi, they did look Rabbi Yossi, meaning they did fast. If Tisha B'Av was Erev Shabbos, if Asar B'Tavis was Erev Shabbos, if any fast it was Erev Shabbos, they would fast the entire day. Uvedorah Rabbi Gamliel, Avod Rabbi Gamliel. Really, in the generation of Rabbi Gamliel, you do look Rabbi Gamliel. V'atani relearns in a Braisa, Amar Rabbi Lazar, B'Rabbi Tzadok, Ani Mibnei Sinov Ben Binyamin. I come from the family of Sinov, the son of Binyamin. Pamachas chal Tisha B'Av lios b'Shabbos. One time Tisha B'Av fell out on a Shabbos. V'dachinu l'achar Shabbos. We push it off to Sunday. V'hisaninu bo. And we fasted on the 10th of Av. V'lo ishlimnu. But we did not complete the fast on the 10th of Av. You know why? Because this family of Sinov, the 10th of Av was a yontif for them. Why? Because they used to, every 10th of Av, they would have a big party. They would bring the wood for the Karbanos and the Beis HaMikdash. They were the family. Their day was the 10th of Av that they had doing. So for them, it was a yontif. They weren't allowed to fast. So he said, even though they pushed Tisha B'Av off to a Sunday because it was fell out on Shabbos, we wouldn't fast the whole day. This is a yontif for us. Taima de yontif. Ha erev yontif. So since it was actually yontif, they wouldn't fast. Ha erev yontif mashlimin. Sounds like if it would be an erev yontif, they would fast the whole day. Amaravina shani yontif shel devrayim mitok shemis anem bashos mashlimin ba'arvios. So Ravina says, no, you have no proof from this story because that's a yontif. It's only midrabbanan. It's only a drabbanan yontif. It's not the same as Shabbos and yontif. So drabbanan yontif. So mitok shemis anem bashos. Since we're lenient about a Tanis that falls out on a Yontif Drabbanan, that you are allowed to fast most of the day, Mashlimin Ba'arvios, so too on Erev Yontif Drabbanan, so it would be mutter to fast the whole day. But Shabbos, Hova Emes Anabashos, but on Shabbos itself, you're not even allowed to fast a little bit. So ein mashlimin ba'arvios. So Shabbos is very strict. So maybe the halacha is on Erev Shabbos, really you're not allowed to fast the whole day. So you have no proof from there. Amar Rav Yosef, lo shmir li ha shmaita. Rav Yosef said, Rav Yosef got sick, right? Later in his life, we keep talking about Rav Yosef became blind, he got sick. So Rav Yosef told his students, lo shmir li ha shmaita. I didn't hear the final halacha on this issue. If a fast day falls out on a Friday, can you fast the entire day or not? Amale Abaye, at Amis Nialan. So Abaye's student said to Rebbe, Rebbe, you taught us this halacha. Va'aha Amit Nialan. And I'll tell you even where you taught us this halacha. You taught it to us in Meseches Tainis. Ein goes in Tainis al Siba Barashi Chadashi, Mechanic of Purim. You're not allowed to make a decree of fast day on the community, on Rosh Chodesh, or Chanukah, or Purim. But if it wasn't raining, and they started decreeing fasts, and then all of a sudden came Chanukah, Purim, then you can, as it was Ram Gamliel. And yet, the Mishnah, remember what we said before, that Rav Meir said, even the Ram Gamliel said, you're allowed to fast, but they would not fast the whole day. And then the Mishnah there, the Brisa there said, Tisha B'Av that falls out on Erev Shabbos, you don't fast the whole day. V'amrit Allah. And Abaye said to his Rebbe, Rebbe, you told us about this halacha. Amrit Amarav, Zu Divir Rabbi Meir, Shem Shem Gamliel. Aval Chachamim Omer Misane Umashlim. This is Rabbi Gamliel. This is Rabbi Gamliel. This is Rabbi Gamliel. Aval Chachamim Omer Misane Umashlim. But the Chachamim say, you fast the entire day when Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Shabbos. My lav akulu. So, simple pshat is this is going on all the cases quoted in that braisa, namely Chanukah, Purim, Chol HaMoed, and Tisha B'Av falling out on Erev Shabbos. Answer the Gemara. No, you have no proof from there. Lo, a Chanukah Upurim. Maybe it's only going on Chanukah Purim, but not on Tisha B'Av that falls out on a Friday. Chanukah Purim, you wouldn't fast the whole day, but maybe if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday, you would fast the whole day. Hachanami Mistavra. This is logical. Hachanami Mistavra. This is logical. This is very logical. This is very logical. This is very logical. Why? The Isal Kadaitach Akulu, because if you're going to tell me that it's going on all the cases, we know earlier the Gemara said that Rabbah asked Rav Yehuda and he didn't give him the answer. So how come over? So why didn't if everybody knows the opinion of Chachamim is that you fast the entire Friday, why didn't they answer the why didn't Rav Yehuda answer it? Says Amar, no, fully tameich had darish marzuchim mishmei Rav Huna halacha misano mashlam. We saw earlier that marzucha said in the name of Rav Huna that the halacha is you fast the whole Friday. We saw that Rabbah asked Rav Huna, and he didn't know. So how come there Rav Huna did know, and there he didn't know? The Gemara says, Ella, Hamakami Deshame, Labasa Deshame. One case done by before he heard Halacha, and one is after he heard it. Achanami, Hamakami Deshame, Labasa Deshame. So it's no proof. One was before he heard Halacha, one's afterwards. The Gemara concludes, and this is the way we paskin, of course. Again, this only comes up for us on Asara B'Teves. Discuss that in 1 minute. I have so much time. The halacha is you fast the whole Friday. If Asara B'Teves, the only fast day nowadays that can fall out on a Friday is Asara B'Teves. There's a beautiful Chasam Sofer actually about why Asara B'Teves, even if Asara B'Teves was to fall out on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos because it's not a tainus that's mourning the past, because there's a medrash that says that every Asar B'Teves, Hashem decides whether to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash that year, Asar B'Teves. Just like in those days, Asar B'Teves was the siege, which led to the destruction. Every year on Asar B'Teves, Hashem decides whether to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash that year. So it's not mourning of the past. It's actually that fast day is a tefillah for the future. So it's not a tainus of mourning. It's a tainus of hope and prayer for the future. And therefore, you would even observe the tainus on Shabbos. And that's why even if it's Erev Shabbos, you fast the whole day. We don't...
The time is Cholam, because Cholam is on the future.
Same thing. Right. I was looking for that Chasam Sofer today. I couldn't find my Chasam Sofer today. I was looking all over for it, but there's an Abu Drum that talks about it also. You have to see. It's in somewhere in Vayikra. I'll find it. Blinader, I'll find it. Okay. Now we finished Masifta Volume 2. Got to start Masifta Volume 3. New Perek. Hadron Alach Bakol Ma'arvin. And now we begin parak number 4 of Ervin. Let's step it up a little bit. Okay, here we go. Mi shehotziyu nachrim. So let's say non-Jews kidnapped him and took him out of his tchum. Oh, ruach ra, or he like went crazy, became deranged. He lost his wits about him and he walked outside the tchum. Eino ela arba amos. Sorry, you walked outside the tchum, you're only allowed to walk 4 amos. If the goyim took him out, then took him back in, so then you have 2,000 amos. Holy chul, iracheres, if the goyim took you to another city, they placed you in like a corral, a place enclosed by mechitzos. Ram Gamli, Rebbe Elazar Azariah, Omrim, Mahalich Eskula. You are allowed to walk in the entire corral, even though it might be out of your 2,000 amos. Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Kiva Omrim, Ein lo ela arba amos. No, you're only allowed to stay within the 4 amos. Maise Shebo'u mi Palandarsin. A story happened that these 4 Tanaim came from Palandarsin. V'fliga Svinasa Bayam, and their boat ended up straying out at sea more than 2,000 amos. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar Azariah, Holchu Eskula. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar Azariah walked the entire length of the boat. Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Kiva, Lo Zazu Me Arba Amos, Sheratu Lahachmir Al Atzman. They would not walk more than 4 Amos in the boat, which was outside of the 2,000 Amatchum. So therefore, they felt they only had 4 Amos in the boat. They wouldn't walk on the entire length of the boat. The Gemara is going to talk a lot about these cases. Pam Achas. Lo nichnasu l'namol achachashecha. Another time, these 4 rabbis were in a boat. Apparently, they hung out on a boat a lot. But one time, the boat didn't pull into the port until it got dark. Amalol v'gamliya ma'anu leirid. They asked Rabbi Gamliya, are we allowed to get off the boat? Because it pulled in the boat pulled in after Shkia. They didn't know whether at the time that Shabbos entered, were they within the 2,000 amos or not. If they were outside 2,000 amos, then they're not allowed to get off the boat. They only have dalad amos. Amar lahem mutar matem shekvar yisi mistakel v'hayinu besoch hatchum ad shelo chashecha. I was measuring it, and I saw that right when it got dark, we were within the 2,000 amos, and therefore you're allowed to get off the boat. You're allowed to walk through the entire city, because we were within 2,000 amos of the city beforehand. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Dvar Ma'avirnes Adam Aldaito, Va'aldas Kono. 3 things cause a person to go nuts and cause a person to leave Yiddishkeit. Ve'elohein, Ovde Kochavim, Goyim Ruach Ra, a bad spirit, v'dikduke anios, and poverty. So the Gemara says, l'may nafkamina, what do you gain by knowing this? Says the Gemara, l'miboy rachme alayu, that a person should daven that these things should not happen to him. He shouldn't run into ovdei kochavim, he shouldn't become deranged, and he should become poor. Says the Gemara, shlosha ein roin p'nei gehenim. 3 people don't get any gehenim because they have such pain that they get all of their payment already in this world. Ve'elohein, dikduki anius, if you have poverty, v'chole me'ayin, you have stomach problems, v'harashus, people who owe a lot of money, v'yesha m'rafmi she'yesh lo isha ra, if you have a bad wife, you're not going to get any Gehenna because you already paid your Gehenna on this world. You have a bad wife. Says Gemara, v'idach, why does the first opinion not include the bad wife? Isha ra, mitzvah l'garsha. You're an idiot. You should have divorced her. You're not going to get out of Gehenna for that. Just divorce her. V'idach, so how come the other opinion doesn't like that answer? Zimnin de ksubasa maruba. Sometimes it's not so easy to divorce. You got to pay a lot of money in the ksuba. Yinami, isle banimina. You share children, so you don't want to divorce her. V'lo matzi migarsha. You need somebody to take care of the kids. L'may nafkamina l'kibule me'ava. So who cares that we know these three things? You're not going to get Gehenna. The Gemara answers, if these three things happen to you, you should accept them with joy because you should realize you're getting out of Gehenna for them. Says the Gemara, Shlosha Mason Kshay Misaprin. Three people can die so suddenly mid-sentence. You could die like in the middle of being totally healthy and just in mid-sentence you could die. Elohein, choli me'ayin, stomach problems. V'chaya, a woman giving birth. V'hadroken, a certain bad breath, a certain burping problem. L'may nafkamina, who cares? L'mishmushe b'hu zavdasa. You should know if this happens to somebody and somebody collapses in the middle of, from one of these three things, you should prepare the tachrichin because probably they're going to die. Amar v'nachon mashmul. Yatza l'das, if a person left the tchum willingly, he violated the din. Ein lo ela arba amos. So the halacha is, if you violated the tchum, you're only allowed to walk 4 amos. I think at my father's shiva, somebody was telling me a story that they went to Camp Monk and there was a girls' camp right next to it. So one Shabbos afternoon, some of the guys like snuck out of camp or something, went to the girls' camp. Then they came back and somebody told them the halacha was outside the tchum, so they were staying on the porch of the bunk. They wouldn't move from the bunk because the halacha is once you leave the tchum, you're only allowed 4 amos. So Rabbi Monk was wondering why they were just hanging out only on the porch of the bunk and nobody wanted to tell them. Some story like that. And not my father didn't do that. That wasn't my father's kind of thing. But they were just telling stories about it. That's like a frum, you know, that's like a from camp story. Okay. Ein le'al arba amos. Says Gemara, pshita. Hashta mi shotsu nachrim. Ein le'al arba amos. If it was against your will, you only have 4 amos. Yotza l'das mi boy. If you purposely violated the din, obviously. El emon, no, that's not what I meant to say. Chazar l'das. What it means is, a person who, even if the Nachrim took you outside the Tchum and you deliberately walked back inside the Tchum, Ein lo ela arba amos. Sorry, you're not allowed to even be back to your original story. You only have 4 amos. It says Gemara, Hanami Tanina, that's also explicit. It says, Hechziru Nachrim ki lo yatza. Only if the Nachrim brought you back, so then you have the full 2,000 amos. That implies, Hechziru, hu dechilu lo yatza, aval hotziu nachrim v'chazal adas, ein lo ela arba amos. That implies that only if the Nachrim brought you back, then you only have 4 amos. That implies that if you went back on your own, you only have 4 amos. Says the Gemara, ela ema, you're right. That's not what Shmuel meant to say. Yatza ledas v'hechziru nachrim, if you violated the tchum by walking out on purpose, and then Goyim brought you back to your town. Ein lo ela arba amos. You only have 4 amos. Says the Gemara, Hanami Tanina. Hotziyu vechziru ki lo yatza. If the Goyim brought you out and the Goyim brought you in, then you have 2,000 amos. Hotziyu vechziru dechi lo yatza. Avo yatza ledas lo. Says Gemara, no, here I can give you an answer. Ma'u d'seima, you might have thought, l'tzadin katani, that the two dinim in the beginning of the Mishnah are really talking about two different cases, not the same case. They're not a continuity. Misho tziyu nachrim, if the goyim took you out of the tchum, v'chazad ledas, and you went back in on your own, ein lo'el arba amos. Aval yatza ledas, but if you went out on your own, v'chziru nachrim, maybe, ki'ilu lo yatza. If you went out willingly, but the goyim brought you back, maybe you'd think you'd get 2,000 amos, kamash malan. That's why Shmuel has to tell me no. They are connected, and therefore, if you go out ladas, even if the goyim bring you back, you only have 4 amos. Says the Gemara, boy mine me rabba. They asked the question of rabba. Hutzrach l'nekav of mahu. Okay, so the guy was brought out by the goyim, so he only has 4 amos. What happens if he has to go to the bathroom? Amar lahem, Gadol Kavod Abrios Shedoches Lo Sasa Shebetorah. Kavod Abrios pushes away Isurim Derabanan. Even though it says Lo Sasa Shebetorah, we know it doesn't really mean that. It means Isurim Derabanan. Lo Sasa Shebetorah means Lo Sasur. Din Derabanan. Tchumen is only Derabanan. Fine. Now this question is this tzarech l'nekavav. What about if he has to urinate? Is that so the machlokas are showing him here? Is this dafka adin by having to defecate, number 2, or even urinating? So the machlokas we've shown him about, Rabbeinu Chananel says that it's mutal harchik, even for urination you're allowed to. That's also kavod abrios. However, the Rush quotes the Rebbe Barzilloni, who disagrees. He says, what do you mean? Urinating is not a problem of kavod abrios. It's based on the opinion of Haigon, who holds that kavod abrios is other people watching you. That's the Kavod Abrius. And we learned in Meseches Bechoros, Mashtinin Mayim Bifnei Rabim. Apparently, Gemara says in Bechoros that urination in front of other people is not a problem. He adds, Sha'afin Nomich Kavod Abrius is not even other people, your own Kavod. Nevertheless, it's only by Gedolim, not urination. Because it's going to get soaked up into the ground, so it's not so dirty. However, he says you can be mad to even urination because it's in a royal lasag with the very torb, so harba amos. Okay. Now, what do you do after you go to the bathroom? Do you go back to your original place or not? The Rambam says you can go back to your original place. Tosis says, no, stay where you are. You go to your new place. You're not allowed to go back to the old place. So it's Paskin Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's continue. Amri Naradoi, Ipikeachu, if the guy's a smart guy, Ayel L'Tchuma, he'll choose a bathroom back inside the Tchum. If it came into all, and once he gets back into the Tchum, so he can be back inside there. It's like Hichziru Nachrim. Yeah, but that's only if you went out of the Tchum Ba'ones. But if you went out B'mezid, it's not going to be helpful. Fine. Okay. Amar of Papa. Peros Sheyatsu Chutz L'Tchum. What about food that goes out outside the Tchum? V'chazru. And they come back inside the Tchum. Afilu B'mezid. Lo Hifsidu Es Mekoman. So, by fruit, we don't penalize the fruit. My time, anusa ninu. You don't blame the fruit. They don't have minds of their own. So they're not b'nei day. We don't penalize them. It's like the Nachrim took it out. Eser, Rabbi Yosef Hashem, Rav Papa, Rabbi Nechem, Rabbi Elizabeth, Ben Yaakov, Omer, Lo'olo, Amasurin, Ashi Yachzim, Komen, Shogigin. No, the fruit is aser unless they come back by accident. B'shogigin, B'mezid, Lo. Answers the Gemara, Tanoihi. It's a machlokas Tanoim, Desanya. Peros sheyatzu chutz l'tchom. B'shogeg yeyachelu. B'mezid lo yeyachelu. You're not allowed to eat them if they go outside the tchum on purpose. Everyone not allowed to eat it. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Nechemya Omer. B'mekoman. If Rabbi Nechemya Omer. Thank you so much for coming. Have a great week. G'mar chasim betova. Are they coming back Yom Kippur or no? Say goodbye to my kids. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Rabbi Nechemya says, B'mekoman yeyachelu. If they went back to their place, then you could eat them. Shalom b'mekoman lo yeyachelu. But if they're outside the tchum, you can't eat them. Says more, my b'mekoman, what's the case here? Elim b'mekoman b'mezid. If you tell me that they went back to the place, someone brought them back on purpose, that it's mutter, haktani behedja. We said earlier explicitly in the other brayser, Rabbi Nechemya Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omrim, la'olam asur nat she'achselam kamen shogigin. They're only mutter if they go back b'shogig. Shogigin mezid lo, but if someone brings it back on purpose, so then you're not allowed to eat it. El alav, must be what Rabbi Nechemya means is, b'mekoman b'shogig. If they go back by shogig, then what? V'chisur mech, the word's missing in the brayser. Achdan, this is what it means to say. If the fruit went out of the tchum by accident, yeyachelu. You're allowed to eat them chutz l'tchum. B'mezid lo yeyachelu. Hamed v'am amurim shelo b'mekomen. That's if they went out. Avol b'mekomen. If they came back to their place, afilu b'mezid yeyachelu. Tanakama says va'aser Rabbi Nechemya l'meimar afilu b'mekomen nami b'shogeg in mezid lo. So that's a machlokas. A machlokas tanoim. If they go out and come back b'mezid, Tanakama says it's mutter. Rabbi Nechemya says no. It's Asur and Rav Papa holds like Tanakama that if they go out and come back in b'mezid, you're allowed to eat them. Says the Gemara, lo, no, that's not the machlokas. B'mezid, b'mekoman, if they come back b'mezid, d'kulei amalo plei d'asur. Everyone agrees if the fruit went out b'mezid and came back in b'mezid, it's Asur. V'hacha b'shogig shelo b'mekoman plei. They're arguing here about shogig michutz l'tchum. They're still there. Tanakama savar b'shogig shari. Tanakama says, B'shogeg, it's mutter shelo b'mekoman. If they're outside the tchum, Rabbi Nechemya savar afilu b'shogeg, even if they went outside the tchum by accident, b'mekoman in only within the tchum, if they came back, you can eat them. But shelo b'mekoman lo, but outside the tchum, you can't. So according to this explanation, the machlokes tanaim is not where they went out and came back in b'mezid. Everyone agrees that case would be usher against Rav Papa. And the whole machlokas is by peros that went out of the tchum b'shogeg and they're still outside. Says the Gemara, how could you explain that way? How could you explain the first way? The Gemara is asking, how could you explain that they are the way we just said now that they're not arguing by the case of Mazin? V'amidiktani seifa. What about the end of the brayser? I mean, Chaim Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omrim, La'olam asur and ad she'achselam koman shogegin. It's always usur unless they go back to their place shogeg. Shogeg in mezid lo. Mechlad the Tanakama suffered b'mezid nami shari. Sounds like Tanakama holds that even b'mezid is a mutter. Shema mina. So really they are arguing about even in the case of going back b'mezid. And therefore Rav Papa's original halacha is going like this machlokas tanaim. Fine. Next topic. Amar of Nachman Mashmuel. Haya Mahalich. This is like a total side halacha. Haya Mahalich. Guy's walking along the road. Ve'enu yodea tchum Shabbos. He has no idea. Where does the tchum end? So the Gemara says, Mahalich alpaim psios beinonios. Vezui tchum Shabbos. Take 2,000 average steps. And that's what you could assume is tchum Shabbos. Because a usual person walks an average of an amma, about a foot and a half, makes sense. A regular step is about a foot and a half, 18 inches. I'm Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Shavas Bibika. Let's say a person on Shabbos, he's in a field that does not have a wall around it, it's a karmelis. And then Shabbos morning, you hear this? He lucked out. He's sitting in a field, so he can't move. But now, Goyim enclosed the field on Shabbos. Hukaf Ladira. Mahalach Alpayamama. So you are allowed to walk 2,000 amos. Because Beinash Umetaltel Bekulai De Zrika. Again, let's see what's going on over here. Right. Right. So, even though the place was enclosed by walls, so you might think that now it's all one rishus, you're allowed to walk as far as you want. The Gemara says, no. Since this happened on Shabbos morning, just like last night, you're only allowed to walk 2,000 amos, even though now it's larger than 2,000 amos area is enclosed by a wall, but you're not allowed to walk in the whole area because that only happened Shabbos morning. However, umetaltel b'kulai de zrika, you are allowed to throw something in the entire area, even chutz of 2,000 amos. If you're standing inside the tchum, you could throw something to outside the tchum. You're not allowed to walk with it out there, but you can chuck it. Because there's no iser, it's now an enclosed area, and you're allowed to throw something. Rav Huna amar mahalach alpayim amos umetaltel arba amos. Rav Huna says no. You're allowed to walk 2,000 amos in the area, but carrying something, you're only allowed to carry 4 amos, like it was before the walls came up. You're not allowed to use the walls because the walls came up on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to use those walls to carry. The Gemara is going to explain what they're arguing about in a moment. But v'nitalta b'kula, ask the Gemara, v'nitalta b'kula yidei zrika. Why can't you allow this guy to throw something as in the whole area? Even in a place that he's not allowed to walk. Granted, he's only allowed to walk 2,000 amos, but why only allowing him to carry 4 amos? Why can't he throw something in the whole area like the other opinion? Who was the other opinion? The other opinion was Rav Nachman and the name was Shmuel. Rav Huna disagrees. Why? Says the Gemara, Shema Yimashik HaChavtzel. Rav Huna was afraid, if you let the guy throw something in the whole area, we're afraid he's going to end up walking in that area. So says the Gemara, okay, well, so what about 2,000? 2,000, he's allowed to walk. So why don't you at least let him carry in the 2,000 amos where he's allowed to walk? Says the Gemara, "Mishum d'havi mechitza kemechitza shenifritza b'milu l'makom aser la." No, the 2,000 amos is open into the rest of area that he's not allowed to, that he's not allowed to carry in. So we're afraid if we let him carry in the 2,000, he's going to come to carry even in the other area. This is the case of Nifritza B'milua. We've had this case before. Like if you have one open Rishus, so you, technically you should be allowed to carry in the 2,000. But the reason you're not allowed to carry 2,000 is because the 2,000 is open into the rest of the area, and you can't carry in the rest of the area, so you can't carry in the 2,000 also. That's called Paratz B'milua L'makom HaAsrla. It's one Rishus that's wide open into an area that's Aser, so you're not allowed to carry in such a case. Chia Barav Omar, no. Mahalach alpayim amos, you're allowed to walk 2,000 amos. Umetaltel alpayim amos, that's a third shita. He says you're allowed to walk 2,000 and you're allowed to carry 2,000. He's not worried about this. Says Gemara, Kiman, who's that going like? The loker of Nachman, the loker of Huna. It's a third opinion. So the Gemara asks, actually, Kiman, who's this going like? The loker of Nachman, the loker of Huna. One of them said only 4. One of them said the whole area. You could throw it in the whole air. Gemara says, "Ema metaltel ba'arba." Okay, you're right. Maybe he only meant that you can carry it in 4 amos. Gemara Yachi and the Rav Huna. It's the same as Rav Huna. "Ema v'chena mar b'chia barav." You're right. He said the same as Rav Huna. "Amalei Rav Nachman l'Rav Huna lo tiflag alei d'Shmuel." Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, "You should not be arguing on Shmuel, who said that you are allowed to throw in the entire field, the whole field, even if it's more than 2,000 amos. We're not worried you're going to walk there. To Sadi Kavasi, because Shmuel has a brisa supporting him, that we're not worried that if we let you throw in the holy area, we're afraid you're going to come to walk there. Desanya, because we learned in a brisa. Haya modeid uba. If a person was measuring the 2,000 amos, and he ends up in a city, the kalsim yidasa b'chatzei ha'ir. And this is an important halacha. People don't know. People don't know this halacha. Right? We always thought, let's say you live in one city, and there's another city that's 2,000 amos away from your city. So you would think, once you get to the other city, you can walk in that whole other city. No, 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 no. You're only allowed to walk 2,000 amos. Even if you land in a city, you got to stop on the dime at 2,000. That's the halacha. Halacha l'maisa. That way. You don't say, oh, since the town is within 2,000, I can walk in the whole town. No. Haya modeid uba the kalsim yidasa b'chatzei ha'ir, and the 2,000 ends up halfway into the city. Whoa, the opposite of what I just said. Hold on, you're going to see in a minute. You're going to see in a minute. No, 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 no. The calls him Midaz Lachatzia, the 2,000 amas, mutter l'taltel b'chol er kula, you're allowed to carry in the whole city, uvavachal yavaris hatchum b'raglov, but you're allowed to carry in the whole city, but you're not allowed to walk in the whole city. Now, how are you going to do that? If you can't walk in the whole city, how in the blazes are you going to carry there? It says, b'mayim m'taltel. Well, how are you going to do that? Lava yide zrika, the only way you're going to be able to do is chucking something. Ah. So you can prove from this that you're allowed to chuck something in an area that you're not allowed to walk. Like Shmuel said, in the field. Amar Rav Huna will answer, lo. No. That's not what the Brisa means. Ayide meshicha. The Brisa is talking about pulling in something outside the 2,000 amos into the tchum of 2,000. There, we're not worried you're going to follow it. Like, let's say you get to the 2,000 amos and there's a rope there that's attached to a animal that's like 30 feet away. You're allowed to pull the animal into the tchum. That's what it means. So you have no proof against Rav Huna. No support for Shmuel. Amar Rav Huna, haya modeid uba v'chalsim yidasa b'chatzi chotzer. So Rav Huna says, if a guy was measuring and the 2,000 amos ends up in the middle of somebody's courtyard, ein lo ela chatzi chotzer, you're not allowed to walk in the rest of the courtyard. You got to stop on a dime in the middle of the courtyard. Says Gemara Peshitta, obviously, it's outside 2,000 amos. Ema yeshlo chatzi chatzer. The chiddush is you are allowed to walk on the half of the chatzer that's within your 2,000. Says Gemara, isn't that also obvious? Hainam pshita. No, 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 no. Mao de same lechesh duma asi l'tatule b'kula. What? Maybe you'll say we're afraid if we let you walk in half the chatzer, we're afraid you're going to come to carry in the whole chatzer. Even in the side that's outside the tchum. Kamash Malon, we don't say that. So that's a case where Rav Huna admits we don't decree carrying to walking. We don't say, since I'm not allowed to carry there, we're afraid you're going to walk there. Amar Rav Nachman. Even though Rav Huna argues on me as far as a field that walls were put up on Shabbos morning, and he holds that you're not even allowed to use it by throwing, because we're afraid you're going to come walk there. Moda li Huna, Rav Huna admits to me, Rav Nachman said, Rav Huna admits to me, in the following case, Haya modeid uba v'cholsa midasa al sfas tikra, if he was measuring the 2,000 amos, and the measurement stopped at the edge of the ceiling, meaning it was the entrance of a house. The wall was knocked down, but the ceiling is still there. Mutter l'talta b'chol habayis. In such a case, you're not allowed to walk into the house because you only have 2,000 amas, but you're allowed to throw something into the house, even though you're not allowed to walk there. My timer, why does he admit in that case you are allowed to throw? Ho v'tikos habayis chobetas. Since the ceiling of the house is viewed as like sealing off the front of the house, we're not worried if you throw something in the house, you're going to come to walk in there because you see the ceiling, and the ceiling is a clear sign that you're not allowed to walk further. The very important take-home lesson here, Rabbi Isai, is that the 2,000 amas, people don't know this. They think, oh, 2,000 amas, if one city is 2,000 amas, oh, I could walk in the whole city. Doesn't go like that. 2,000 amas stops on a dime inside the other city. Amar Rav Huna Bereder Rav Nosson. Kitanoi. Rav Huna, the son of Nosson, says that this machlokas of Nachman and Rav Huna, what are they arguing about? That if I have only 2,000 amas, am I allowed to throw something into an area that I'm not allowed to walk? Are we worried that maybe if I allow you to throw something in there, I'm afraid I'm going to walk there? This machlokas amaraim is really the same as a machlokas tanoi. Namely, which one? It's our Mishnah. Holy chul iracheres unesanu b'dir b'sar. Let's say goyim took you out of your city. They brought you into another city and they put you into a corral covered by mechitzos. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer Mahalachas Kula. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say, since the goyim put you there, you're allowed to walk in the whole corral. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Omrim, Ein lo ela arba amos. You're only allowed to walk 4 amos. Now, what's the case here? My love. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Omru, Mahalachas Kula, Delo Gazi, Hilich Dir, Vesarat, or Hilich Vibika. That they say, they hold, since really the person is allowed to walk in the whole corral, we're not afraid that maybe the guardian would put you into a big open field which does not have walls around it, and you'll think you're allowed to walk in that whole area. And just like they're not worried that maybe you'll confuse walking in an enclosed corral with walking in an open field. Tiltu ata hilach lo gazri. They're also not going to decree carrying something or throwing something to be worried about maybe you'll walk there. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, the Omrim, Ein lo ela arba amos, and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva who say that in this case, where Goyim put you in a corral, why do they say you're only allowed to walk for amos? Because we're afraid of a case where Goyim would put you in an area that does not have walls. The Gaza Hilch Vadir Vasar, Adir Hilch Debika. They say we're afraid maybe they'll put you in an open field when you really only have 4 amos. Umidihilchato Hilch Gaza, just like they're worried about comparing a walled area to an unwalled area. Tiltu Atilch Nami Gaza, maybe they also forbid you from chucking something into an area that you're not allowed to walk. Gemara is going to give the obvious answer. These two things are totally unconnected. Why would you assume they're connected? Says the Gemara. Mimai. What kind of proof is that? What does one have to do with the other? Dilma kilo gazri amgliv rabbi elazar ben azariah hilach sar v'dir atar hilach mibika hani mihazne shnei makomasein. It's two completely different areas. One of them has a wall around it. One of them doesn't have a wall around it. Of course, I'm not worried that if a guy's gonna walk around, I'm not worried that just because I let him walk around an area that is a corral that's enclosed by a wall, I'm worried he's going to go walk in an open field. I'm not worried. It's two different places. Avol tiltu atu hilach, but to Malcolm Echadu, but you tell me in the same area, I'm going to allow you to throw something into an area that you're not allowed to walk. Yeah, that's the same area. So then there's a reason to be worried that if I allow you to chuck something into that area, I'm afraid you're going to walk there. Halchanami de gazre, gzera shami yimashach hachachavtso. We're afraid if I let you throw something outside the 2,000 in the open field, maybe you're going to come walk there. and the other way as well. For Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Kiva Nami, Mimai Dimishim Degazriu, how are you telling me that Rabbi Shuv and Rabbi Akiva, they hold that you're not allowed to walk in an enclosed area more than 4 amos? How do you know it's because that they're worried about the case of the Bika? Dilma Mishim Degazri, Ki Amrinan, Kol Abayis Kulo, Ka Arba Amos Dami, Hani Mili, Eicha Deshavas Ba'avir Mechitzus Mibod Yom. The only time we say that the whole house is like 4 amos, that's only if you were there, Ben Ashmashos, Aval Hech Deloshavas Ba'avir Mechitzus Mibod Yom. But here where the Goyim chucked you into this enclosed area, lo, we don't say that the whole house has a Staz Aranus. It's not because of the Gzera. It's a whole different reason. Okay, just to close up over here, Amar Rav, Hilchisa, Kirab Gamliel Bedir Vesara Sfina. The halacha is like Rab Gamliel by the case of the corral that's enclosed and the fenced in area and the boat, that if a guy chucked you out of the tchum and put you in a corral or another enclosed area or an ones happened and your boat went out of the tchum, you are allowed to walk in the entire area. The whole boat, even though it's more than 4 amos, is considered like your 4 amos. That's Rav's opinion. Halach Krab Gamliel. Ushmuel Amar, Hilchas Krab Gamliel B'Sfina. Shmuel says we only follow Krab Gamliel by the case of the boat. Aval, because that was an accident that happened to you. Aval, but in the case where Goyim chucked you into the corral, Bedir V'Sar, lo. No. You're only allowed to walk 4 amos in the case of the corral, like Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, "Dekulei alma mias halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel b'Sfina." Everybody agrees. Both Rav and Shmuel agree that we follow Rabbi Gamliel by the case of the boat. My time. What's the reason why we follow Rabbi Gamliel by the case of the boat? Amar Rabba, ho'ol v'shavas ba'avir mechitzos mi ba'od yom. Since you were on this boat while it was still day, therefore, the whole boat is considered to be like your Dalad Amos. Since your Shvis on Erev Shabbos was on this boat, so the whole boat is considered to be like your Dalad Amos. However, in the case of the corral that the Goyim chucked you in there on Shabbos, so you only have 4 Amos. Rabbi Zera Amar, a different reason. Hol usfina no talta mitchilas arba umanachta besof arba. Wow. He has a different reason of why we're lenient with the boat. He says the boat is always moving. So the boat is always taking you 4 amos. The boat is keep on moving. So it's ridiculous to confine you to the 4 amos, because if you take one step in the boat, you're actually going more than 4 amos because the boat is moving. Whenever you pick up your leg to take a step, before you put it down, the boat is moving. So you're already in the different 4 amos. So it's like the Goyim took you out of your tchum and put you in a different place. So now you have a new 4 amos. And then you take another step, you have a new 4 amos. So wherever you go is like your 4 amos. My binayu, what's the difference between these two opinions? My binayu, what's the difference between these two opinions? Shenifchasu dofnei sfina. Let's say the walls of the boat break. Inami, another difference is, bekofetz misfina lesfina. If you jump from one boat to the other, in both of these cases, you can't say the svara of Rabba that you were shoves in the avir of the mechitzas, because either you're on a different boat or you no longer have those walls. So therefore, you would only allow to be go 4 amos. But according to Reb Zera, who said that the boat keeps moving, that svara would apply even here, that you get to go on the entire boat. Gentlemen, we are going to stop here. Want to wish everyone a Gmar Chasim Batova. Okay, what's the schedule for tomorrow morning? I assume we'll be. What's the schedule?
It's 5:50. 5:50 is Slichas.
Okay, so we're going to keep it at 7:05. 7:05 daf tomorrow morning.
Excellent, perfect.
Gmar Chasim Batovet, everybody.